This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, April 4th. God's word for you today is The Matrix. Our scripture reading is taken from Lamentations chapter 5, verse 21, and it says, "Bring us back to you, God. We are ready to come back. Give us a fresh start." One of the first things that happen when you open your heart to God is that you will see clearly. Your perspective just changes. John chapter 8, verse 12 says, "Jesus said to the people, 'I am the light of the world. So if you follow me, you won't be stumbling through the darkness, for living light will flood your path.' In this world, it is a horrible thing to be in the dark. You know you are in the dark when you are not really sure where you are. You don't have clarity about your present location. Where are you? Where are you in your life? Where are you in your finances? Where are you in your relationships? Where are you in your family? You are in the dark if you don't know where you are. You are in the dark if not, you are not really sure where you are going. If you are in the dark, not only don't you know where you are, you don't know where you are going. And it is because you cannot see where you are going. Another sign that shows you are in the dark is that you get a lot of bumps and bruises. You are just bumping into things. If that has been the summation of your life, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will find light today. When God brings his light, you have clarity. One thing that is evident is that your life will be devoid of confusion. Confusion will be far away from you. You may not have all the answers, but you have clarity. You are not confused. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33 says, "God is not a God of confusion." Another Bible translation says, "God is not the author of confusion." The God we serve is not a God of confusion. In fact, the farther away you are from God, the more confused you are going to be. How I know how close people are to God most times is I check their confusion matrix, confusion parameter. The more confused you are, the farther you are from God, the less confused you are, the closer you are to God. I know people who go from one prayer call on Zoom to another prayer meeting. They pray for 3 hours in one meeting and then join another meeting at midnight for 1 hour. Yet, I am speaking to this person who has been joining one fire prayer meeting after another. And there is only one word that summarizes their situation: confusion. What are you going to the prayer meeting for if at the end of the day you are as confused as you were into the prayer meeting? What are you doing? This is the confusion matrix. The prayer meetings that are supposed to draw you closer to God are actually not. People are praying out of fear and desperation and praying like God is a genie. Don't get it twisted. Prayer is to draw you closer to God. Let us pray. Father, not by my power or might, but by your Spirit alone, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.